The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Parenting Daily, episode 142. Four Mistakes Extroverted Parents Make with Their Introverted Kids by Gianna Ruhart of introvertdear.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this Tuesday episode of Optimal Parenting Daily. I'm your host and narrator, Greg Audino, and we are going to turn to introvertdear.com for our parenting piece today. This article we're featuring explores ways that extroverted parents can successfully parent introverted children. So let's jump on in and start optimizing your life. Four Mistakes Extroverted Parents Make with Their Introverted Kids by Gianna Ruhart of introvertdear.com. You might know about that trick with Mentos and Diet Coke. When you drop the candy in the bottle, you get a splash. Something similar might happen when an extrovert tries to communicate with an introvert. In a situation where the extrovert is the parent, and the introvert is the kid, A, communication happens rather often, so the misunderstanding rate is high. B, one is still a kid and often doesn't know how to deal with communication issues in practice. C, the extroverted parent may not inherently understand the fact that introverts perceive the world differently. So, when it comes to communication, what are some common mistakes extroverted parents make? Here are four mistakes either I or my close friends have made. Number one, extroverted parents ask, "How was your day at school?" and expect at least a 5-minute story, but instead receive a quick, "Okay." Extroverts, this question may be too abstract for many introverts. Maybe your kid has created a beautiful story in their mind, but they know you want to hear about what happened in the real world. Introverts often don't know what's worth mentioning in conversation, so you may have to be more concrete and creative. Try using other questions to ask the same thing. For example, "Did you see your favorite teacher today? How is he?" Or, "You have so much math homework. Is that okay for you?" However, if you know your kid spent time with friends and definitely has something interesting to talk about but doesn't want to, don't force them. Introverted kids may need more privacy and time to process than you do. Number two, they want to be present in every part of their kid's life. Extroverts' lives are usually more homogeneous. For example, when it comes to social media, they often befriend friends, teachers, parents, relatives, acquaintances, and even acquaintances' acquaintances without thinking twice. Introverts, however, usually live in a more segmented world. Home, school, the hour from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m., friends on the internet, and so on. So it's possible that your kid will get confused and uncomfortable when you show up at school among their peers, for example. You can argue that your presence in all parts of their life is necessary, since there are a lot of dangerous things your kid can be exposed to. No kid is immune to being bullied by classmates, receiving inappropriate messages from internet perverts, and so on. There are even apps you can use to monitor an iPhone and read your kid's text messages on iCloud from any device, like a Parent 007. Well, it's true that introverted kids are less likely to tell you about their problems than extroverted ones. On the other hand, introverts tend to be less influenced by other people, and they are less likely to fall in with bad company just to feel like they are part of a community. Of course, as a parent, you should be involved in your kid's life. However, introverted kids would appreciate if you get closer in the most unobtrusive way possible. Ask their opinion on certain issues, including those you face at work, for example, or read a book and discuss it together. Make a start and the rest will follow. Number 3. They force introverted kids to socialize more. Extroverted parents do this because they think it's so boring to be alone, or to achieve success in life you have to be sociable. However, since brains also contribute to your child's success, your child will not necessarily fail if they don't have a raging social life. Introverts often have many natural talents that they can use to build a career. For instance, introverts tend to dig deeper and consider all the details. Also, they are usually capable of lateral thinking, which is highly prized not only in creative industries, but also in the sciences, programming, and other fields. Even marketing, a field that for decades has been extrovert-oriented at its core, has been seeing a need for more introverts. Number 4. They try to help by initiating communication between their kid and other people. Yes, it's true, sometimes introverts want to become friends with someone but cannot make the first step because of a lack of practice or shyness. However, that doesn't mean your kid wants someone to do it for them. You run the risk of ruining the moment, and you may ultimately discourage your child from meeting new people if you keep stepping in. It would be better if you inspire your kid indirectly by telling real-life stories so they can understand how making friends works and what algorithms can be used to get acquainted with someone. Also, keep in mind that due to their uniqueness and mystique, introverts often attract people who are willing to make the first move. Ultimately, as an extroverted parent, if you can learn to accept your introverted child for who they are, life will be easier. A parent shouldn't demand a boarder pass into an introvert's private space as a payment for everything they have done for the kid. Introverts have a right to be their true selves, to get energy from their own sources, to value things that matter only to them, and to make friends with people they really like. If you learn to appreciate your differences, extroverted parents and introverted kids can complement each other and learn a lot from each other's perspectives. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Mistakes Extroverted Parents Make with Their Introverted Kids by Gianna Ruhart of introvertdear.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And thanks a lot to Jana for that read. Definitely important material for all parents to check out. Regardless of who's introverted and who's extroverted, the parent's eagerness to mold their child in a particular way can often be very alienating, should there not be equal time dedicated to learning about the child's interests, you know, how they see things and how they choose to communicate. While, of course, it's great for parents to watch over and guide their children in what they feel is a good direction, the relationship should still have elements of a partnership. Yes, we sacrifice a lot as parents, a lot, but those sacrifices should never be transactional, the repayment being a child only listening to us and not the other way around. This type of mutual respect combined with guidance and caretaking is what makes for good parent-child relationships in the younger years as well as the older years. So on that note, it is time to wrap this up. I appreciate you guys stopping in as always, and I hope you learned a little something today. Have a great night, and be sure to come on back again tomorrow for another post. I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.